I'm sitting in the subway station. Manhattan is my destination. Traveling on that dirty train, each day I live is much the same. And I think, what can I gain living in this endless game? Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home to Yerushalayim, home where my heart is lying, home where my destiny waits silently.
All right, welcome back to Homeward Bound, the show about making Aliyah to the Holy Land of Israel. My name is Yigal Siegel, and I want to wish, first and foremost, I want to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah here in, it's final days, and I wanted you to know that I'm so happy. As you know, if you were listening last week, we had the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Peter Abelow, of the Keshet Institute, and we had a great conversation about different areas that you could visit on Hanukkah. My family and I had the privilege of being up north for the long weekend. We had a tremendous time. The whole country celebrating. Unlike this year because of Thanksgiving, so people have vacation. But unlike North America and other areas, Hanukkah here is a vacation time. Schools are out. People are out and about. It's just a very, very pleasant and wonderful atmosphere here in the Holy Land. Been happy to see a lot of visitors coming from the States. And, of course, we're looking forward to visitors becoming Olim, becoming citizens here in the State of Israel. The first order of business today, and because of vacation week, so I'm flying solo at least for part of today's show. Later on, we'll be speaking again to Rachel Berger about job opportunities here in Israel, speaking about specific opportunities in the specific areas. But I wanted to speak about something very special that Nefesh B'Nefesh is offering to the public. Nefesh B'Nefesh announced in late September that they're launching what's called the Bonei Tzion Prize. The Bonei Tzion Prize is an award that's going to be given in five categories. They are $10,000 prizes, basically to recognize the tremendous contribution that Anglos, Olim from English-speaking countries, are making on the State of Israel, the significant impact that Olim are making. Is going to be recognized in five different categories. Those categories are science and medicine, education and nonprofit, the IDF and national service, entrepreneurship and technology, and finally culture, sports, and art. Nomination forms are available for download at nbn.org.il/Bonei Zion, which is spelled B-O-N-E-I-Z-I-O-N, /nominate. The deadline for submitting nominations is less than 2 weeks away, Sunday, December 15th. The people who are eligible are anyone who has made Aliyah from an English-speaking country. And those countries are the following: Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, the United Kingdom, the United States of America, and last but not least, Canada. Those countries are the base for the Olim that came from there that are eligible for this prize. The idea is that, as Rabbi Yehoshua Fass, the co-founder and executive director of Nefesh B'Nefesh, was quoted as saying, many English-speaking Olim are accomplishing remarkable things in Israel, and it is important to recognize these contributions. We believe that accentuating the achievements of Western Olim will be a catalyst to inspire others to make Aliyah and help make a difference in our young country. The group of people who are on the selection committee for these five awards is very impressive. Just to mention a few names here, Lieutenant General Gabi Ashkenazi, the former chief of staff of the IDF. Then there's Colette Avital, who's a former minister of Knesset. Ambassador Yehuda Avner, author of the very, very powerful book, The Prime Ministers, and former diplomat and prime ministerial advisor. We have Dr. David Breakstone, vice chairman of the WZO, the World Zionist Organization. Barbara Goldstein, the deputy executive director of Hadassah Israel. and many others. It's a very impressive list, and it shows the tremendous importance that has been given to these prizes. Obviously, it's a significant cash award, but besides that, it's the idea of recognizing the fact, as Rabbi Fass mentioned, as he was quoted as saying, recognizing the achievements that Anglos have made in the State of Israel in these various fields. So again, all the information you need, if you type in www.boneizion.org.il, it will lead you to the page on the NBN website, which will give you all the information necessary about the Bnei Tzion Awards. This is something which is very significant. If you have someone has to be nominated, obviously, for this award. Anyone is able to nominate someone else. There is a process for the nomination, which is described on the website. So take a look at the website and see who you think might fit into the categories that we mentioned before. This is something which, again, hopefully will be the beginning of significant recognition for people who are making a difference here in Israel. And you can make a difference here in Israel if you want, because you can move here to Israel. And nbn.org.il is the address that you need in order to learn about everything you need to know about making Aliyah. The Aliyahpedia is extremely detailed, has all the information necessary to make your decision that much easier. Also, on the NBN website, you'll be able to find a calendar of events where it will show you exactly where in your neighborhood in North America somebody hopefully or close to your neighborhood will be coming soon, either to conduct one-on-one meetings, Aliyah meetings, to give a presentation about Aliyah. If you'd like to speak to someone either through Skype or other or through phone, any other way, please give a call to the Nefesh B'Nefesh office at 866-4-ALIYAH, 866 the number 4 and A-L-I-Y-A-H. Well, as I mentioned before, we've done, thank God, many shows here. Last week's show, again, I urge you to go to the archives if you have not had an opportunity to listen to it. My interview with Dr. Peter Abelow of Keshet here in Israel, discussing the different opportunities that people have to connect to the holiday of Hanukkah here in Israel much more than anywhere else in the world. Obviously, this is the site where it took place, and that makes it all the more significant to be able to see firsthand, whether it's historical areas where the actual battles took place with the Maccabees and the Greeks, or just the idea of how to make olive oil, how olive oil was made in the old days. It makes the holiday come alive, and that's so important for you, for your children to experience here in Israel. We've also had conversations with Mark Rosenberg of the Pre-Aliyah Department, Avi Silverman, who is the Education and Communities Consultant, Rachel Berger, who we will hear from later on about employment in specific areas where English language is a necessity and Hebrew is not as much necessary, which is so important for a lot of people who are moving here who feel afraid or feel that their Hebrew is not up to par. There's no question learning Hebrew is something which you can do when you're out of the country, but it's obviously much easier to do it here. But some people want to be able to hit the ground running when they come to Israel. They want to be able to have a career waiting for them, or at least the opportunity for a career waiting for them. So Rachel and I will be discussing that a little later on. We hope in the coming weeks to be able to bring to you some more significant coverage of what's happening with youngsters or even older people who are making the move to enter the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. We have requested permission from the IDF to be able to communicate directly with soldiers who have been drafted within the last few months, to be able to give solid information to people who are, whether they're thinking about making the move to come to Israel and directly join the army, or if their families are concerned about them and want to know exactly what's happening with them when they're in the army. We hope to be able to communicate directly with soldiers. Failing that, at least for the near future, we hope to have an interview with a few of the people in Nefesh B'Nefesh who are very, very involved with soldiers, with the Lone Soldier Program. Nefesh has a relationship with the Friends of the IDF, and working together have made significant strides in providing emotional and basic support for Olim who are coming here, especially soldiers who are coming without families. So we hope to be able to speak to at least one of the staff members who's involved in that in the next coming weeks. Right now I'd like to take a little break, and we'll be back in a few moments to be able, and we will be speaking again with Rachel Berger. I believe that our first topic will be about internet marketing, which is a significant area where people can get involved, whether it's here in Israel, really anywhere in the world. So we'll be back after this break with Rachel, and please stay tuned to Homeward Bound.
If you've always dreamt of moving to Israel and establishing a brand new life in the Holy Land, it's time to call Nefesh B'Nefesh, 866-4-ALIYAH, 866, the number 4, A-L-I-Y-A-H, or log on now to their comprehensive website for all the assistance you need to get to Israel, nbn.org.il. That's the Nefesh B'Nefesh website. Head there now, nbn.org.il.
Okay, we're back, and we're here with Rachel Berger of the Post Aliyah and Employment Division of Nefesh B'Nefesh. Rachel and I have been discussing jobs that are available here in Israel for people who are interested in speaking in English on their job or writing in English on their job, but keeping their English language skills and not having to move into the Hebrew language area, at least not yet. So we've been talking about different possible positions. And one of the things we wanted to talk about, Rachel, was the relatively new area of internet marketing and how someone who's living in Israel can be involved with that and obviously will still be able to keep their language, the use of English as their main language. So tell us a little about the internet marketing that's available here, jobs that are available here in Israel.
Okay, so there are a lot of different opportunities in internet marketing. I will tell you that every year at around December, January time, I attend a convention at the Inbal Hotel for internet marketers. And what's amazing to me is to see the number of companies that are out there, some already established and some are growing, that offer the service of helping companies expand their space on the internet. People, one of the things they said at this convention is you have to think sometimes that if you have a product that you're selling on the internet, that space that you're in the internet, that's your store, that's your block. And what you're doing is trying to get customers to come to your store. So there are jobs that people do in SEO, that's search engine optimization, or working with Google AdWords or PPC. And anybody that has this background, by the way, if you do not have this background, you can go on YouTube or hacker.com or other websites and learn this. I don't think you can go to college and learn it, but these are kinds of things that online you can learn. And there is a whole industry of people who need English speakers to be able to do their SEO and their PPC and Google AdWords. There was a woman who came to me, and she had a bunch of little kids, and she was a good writer. She was a good communicator. And I said to her, listen, you know what? You have 4 kids under the age of 5, and you're struggling. You want to get out, and you want to go to work. You're lying to me. No, you don't. You actually want to be able to get a skill set that will allow you to work from home. And today, she is an internet marketing guru. She speaks at this convention, and she hires and manages SEO and other types of people who work in the internet marketing space.
All right, just for the people like me who are from a different generation, it's like, okay, SEO, you mentioned before, is search engine optimization. That's the, I believe, it's the profession where you're trying to get a website to be coming up first when you Google a certain profession or a certain area of interest that website should be.
And what's fascinating about this convention is every year I go, and every year there are lectures that talk about the newest way to do this or a different way to do this, because Google changes the rules on a regular basis, as does Facebook for Facebook marketers, and you really need to be in the know to be up there and be able to present your website. Again, the thing they said to me was, think that your website is a store. They used the example of an ice cream store on the corner. what do you need to do to get customers to come and eat ice cream?
Right.
When they said that, that was awesome, because it's a great way to think about this whole industry of SEO and PPC and Google AdWords and Facebook marketing.
Just, I'm sorry to interrupt, PPC is pay-per-click, right?
It's just another skill set for the people who are internet marketers.
Now, this industry seems to only be growing. It's not something which is staying stagnant. As you mentioned here in this conference that you attend, this convention you attend every year, basically every year there's new ideas and there's new strategies. So someone really can come into this even without prior experience. And as you mentioned, they can learn on the job or on the spot based on, you know, taking a look at what's going on around them on the internet, and they can learn this. So the idea of specifically working in Israel, I assume Israeli companies are looking for people like this who have this type of skill set.
For sure. One of our little videos that we do is a video on how to find a job in Israel. And mm-hmm. we have this video, and one of the young ladies on it said, I worked in SEO and PPC in Brooklyn, and then I came to Jerusalem, and I found a job utilizing this skill set, and it was a very, very easy transfer. To me, what's fascinating about this industry is that the game is changing. So every year you go and everybody's like a gamer. They're like, oh my gosh, do you know if we change this, this, and this, then I can move my page up and get more hits and maybe more buyers. There's one other element that I want to talk about in terms of internet marketing, which I did not mention, and that is the people who are more intrapreneurial. We have people who have made Aliyah that have that spirit, and they are serious intrapreneurs, and they have put up websites, or they sell for other people products, and they make money. I know somebody who promotes baby strollers online, and that's how they make their income. I know somebody who drop ships their bracelets, and they do this through a website called Etsy. Etsy is a craft site. So anybody that's interested and has a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, and they would like to have their own business, but they don't necessarily want inventory, and they can figure out the recipe of promoting their products in order to sell them and make some money, internet marketing might be for you. There's a woman I know who's an occupational therapist, didn't want to work as that, was then a director of operations for a company, and now is selling pearls online. Okay? So there really are a lot of opportunities for creative people to think a little bit out of the box and how they can use this tool and examine this option in terms of making money. There are even people who do this in addition to their regular job, meaning this isn't their only job, but they will have some sort of business on the internet that creates income for them. It's hard work. Don't think that it's easy. You can't just put up a website and expect to make money. But it is a hugely creative space where if you're thinking, you can make a nice income. And the gorgeous thing about it is that you are not limited either to location or to language.
That's great. All right. Thank you, Rachel. This is, again, we've been discussing the idea of coming to Israel and working with English as your first language, which would not require you to learn Hebrew right away. Not that we're not suggesting that learning Hebrew is a bad thing. We're absolutely not suggesting
that.
I
have to give a plug here for Hebrew. I have to tell you, I think that Hebrew is one of the most essential things in terms of living here. But you don't necessarily have to use it as the core element of your parnassah.
Right.
With that said, everybody who comes gets a very strong encouragement to learn Hebrew. It allows you to integrate better and have a really good time in the store bargaining.
So that's a plug for Hebrew, but what we're doing here is giving some ideas to our potential Olim about industries here in Israel that can provide jobs for you using English, using your English language skills, whether it's speaking skills or writing skills. And internet marketing is definitely something that people should be looking into, either, as Rachel just mentioned, as a part-time type of job, something to supplement your income, or even as something which is a full-time job where you can make your parnassa here in the Holy Land of Israel. Let's start with writing-related jobs. Someone who is looking for a writing-related job, what kind of job are we talking about? What exactly would they need to do? Is there a level of training they need? Let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Okay. So someone who has a good writing background and has that on their skill level, just because you speak English doesn't mean you're an awesome writer. But if you have good writing skills, there are a number of opportunities for you here in Israel. Because we are a local economy that must look globally in order to get business, there is a lot of opportunity in content writing, in editing, in marketing communications, and these are jobs mostly in the high-tech sphere or the industry sphere, but it also is true for people who need to write public relations materials or any type of materials that they're trying to get a global look at. So for example, if there's a company and they need to write up a website and that website has to be in English, so there's jobs for people who have good writing skills. There's also jobs out there for people who have the ability to communicate and do social media marketing, any kind of interaction that, again, utilizes their communication skills and writing abilities and sometimes editing abilities. For example, today I just spoke to a woman who edits the letters for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And it's just one of her jobs, because if they're going to write a letter to the president of here or there or the other place, it has to be in proper English.
But is this something that you feel that it has to be someone who has experience in professional writing? Are there jobs available for people who have not necessarily been professional writers before, but have a good handle on writing, and that they've been told that they have a good handle on writing?
So, for sure. Look, usually, I mean, you can have a plumber who's an author, but that's not usual. I'm not going to get a guy who comes in here and says, hey, you know, I really want to do the pipes, and by the way, I've written this awesome novel. But what happens sometimes is that people come, and they have a good background, and they have just graduated, for example, with a degree in history or a degree in political science, which means that for the past 2 years they've been writing papers and they've had to write well. I once had a woman come to me who said, hi, I'm 23 years old. I have absolutely no skills or experience. What are we going to do with me? So I said, just talk. Tell me what you did. So she said, well, I set up the website for a nonprofit organization, and I wrote all the content for this nonprofit organization, and I also set up the Facebook page. I have 80,000 people who are members of my Facebook page. So I said, great, let's rewrite your resume. You are a social media marketer, marketing communications expert. And guess what? She got a job in Tel Aviv Consulting, and she has really launched her career. So this is the kind of thing that if you have it as a skill, if writing is one of your skill, if communicating is one of your skill, then there are real jobs out there for you. And we have on our website lists of places online that list these jobs. So anybody interested can look online at IESM, Digital Eve. I'm just throwing out some names, but again, just look it up, because we have an article on nbn.org.il on writing opportunities, and you'll see that there are lots of jobs out there.
Now, this is something just to finish this up, this is a type of job that you can don't necessarily have to be living in America, and could have an American job with writing content for websites. I'm sure is something that can be done from Israel for companies that are based somewhere else.
For sure. There's a nice site called Elance where people can, from all over the planet, bid on jobs and get it. A lot of times you have writers who say, I'm going to be a freelance writer and I'm going to write from home. And they do that as well. There's a big industry here of technical writing where people either work in-house in high-tech companies, or alternatively they work from home as freelance technical writers. There are people who are scientific writers. They have a background in biology or chemistry, and they write scientific documents, or they're doing editing on scientific documents. There are people who come and they have a scientific background and they decide to do a patent course, and they do patent writing. And it's a training, really. It's not a course. You train as a patent writer, and then they do their jobs in English being patent writers. But for those specific areas, both technical writing and patent writing and scientific writing, you need to have some technical or scientific background. With the other writing, you just need to be an excellent communicator and writer, and there really are a lot of opportunities, and you can either work in-house for somebody or alternatively, you can collect, aggregate the jobs, and be a freelancer.
Okay, great. All right, we've been speaking to Rachel Berger about writing-related jobs here in Israel for people who have writing skills, people who have experience, or even people who don't have experience necessarily writing professionally, but have a skill that they can develop. There are a lot of opportunities here for that type of position. And if you want more information, please visit the website nbn.org.il, look at the Aliyapedia under employment, and look for anything connected to writing. I assume there's a topic there that has writing-related jobs connected to it. And if you have any specific questions for Rachel or the employment department, send an email to employment@nbn.org.il. And Rachel and her department will be glad to be in touch with you with specific answers to specific questions about this and any other profession. This is Yigal Siegel for Homeward Bound, and we'll be back right after this message.
If you've always dreamt of moving to Israel and establishing a brand new life in the Holy Land, it's time to call Nefesh B'Nefesh, 866-4-ALIYAH, 866, the number 4, A-L-I-Y-A-H, or log on now to their comprehensive website for all the assistance you need to get to Israel, nbn.org.il. That's the Nefesh B'Nefesh website. Head there now, nbn.org.il.
Okay, I want to thank our guest, Rachel Berger, who gave us some great information about internet marketing jobs and also writing jobs in general. Of course, we'll be speaking to Rachel a lot more in the future about different jobs available here in Israel and what you can do to prepare for them already as you make your plans to make Aliyah. I do want to remind everybody again that the Bonet Zion Prize nominations are due on December 15th, which is less than 2 weeks away. To find out more information about the Bonet Zion Prizes and the different categories and how to nominate someone, please go to the nbn.org.il website /Bonet Zion, B-O-N-E-I-Z-I-O-N. There you'll have all the information necessary to hopefully nominate somebody to be able to get these significant awards that Nefesh B'Nefesh is sponsoring. I want to wish everyone, again, a very happy Hanukkah. Whether you're here in Israel or listening anywhere else in the world, may this Hanukkah be the last one that you spend anywhere else in the world, and hopefully next year you'll be able to spend it with us here in Israel, and maybe even in Jerusalem. And in our neighborhood here in Nachlaot, I can tell you that it's a very, very popular site here for Hanukkah, all the menorahs that are lit outside, just like the old city of Jerusalem. A lot of people coming by, a lot of tourists, a lot of Israeli tourists, a lot of foreign tourists. We look forward to seeing you here very shortly. This is Yigal Siegel for Homeward Bound here on the Nachum Siegel Network. Happy Hanukkah, everybody, and we'll speak to you next week here on Homeward Bound.
Every day is an endless stream of disappointment, broken dreams. And each day looks the same to me, assembly lines and factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Silently for me. Tonight I'll sing sad songs again, lament this world of pretend. But all my words come back to me, this life of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need Hashem to comfort me. Homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home to Yerushalayim, home where my heart is lying, home where my destiny waits silently for me.